This is a CKTZ News update. The Ferry Creek blockades began on August 9th, a year ago, and the Forest Defenders are holding a celebration at the Provincial Legislature in Victoria today, according to spokesperson Saul Arbus.
You know, there's some very dramatic things happening. The Paramount Chief of the Kwakwaka'wakw, David Mungo Knox, is conducting, in the presence of many other hereditary chiefs and matriarchs, a copper-breaking ceremony to shame the provincial government. And we have, of course, invited John Horgan to witness. He's not very likely to attend, but the courtesy has definitely been extended to him. And this has happened once before at the legislature. And it's a very dramatic event, because the breaking of coppers is a very rare thing. It's the most highly valued possession of a person in that culture. But it's a complicated procedure, but that's at the heart of it. Then we have Suzanne Simard, who has become known globally and very much in demand. We have her as a featured speaker. So that is going to be extremely important for us. And yesterday, she visited some of the recent destruction in the Ferry Creek area by helicopter. And so she'll be coming to us fresh from that experience, which brings people to tears. And there are other things that are happening. Of course, Pat Cheetad, Elder Bill Jones, the spiritual fount of our movement, will be speaking, a number of other important chiefs, the Union of BC Indian Chiefs Vice President, Chief Dom Tom. We will be having Joe Martin speak, who is an elder with the New Channels people. The Ohauset, where he's from, have recently banned all old-growth logging in their territory. So there's been a whole spin-off effect that's happening as a result of Ferry Creek. It has been the spark that has energized the entire movement for the old-growth. You know, at this point in time, there's a blockade more than 2 weeks old with both the First Nations and non-Indigenous people in the interior rainforest to protect some of the last of that even more priceless forest than the coastal rainforest, because it is so absolutely globally unique. The people of Alert Bay, the Kwakwaka'wakw, have called for a moratorium on old-growth logging. The Squamish have called for a termination of all old growth logging. We have had this response now from many First Nations and others who are encouraged and invigorated by us. A Tliaman elder is definitely very, very active in our movement, one of the leaders, but I don't know how that relates directly to the Tliaman First Nations and its official policy.
Okay.
Her name is Rose Henry. She has lived in Victoria for many years, but that is where she's from, and she identifies herself that way. We want to encourage people to do two things. Come out tomorrow to the huge event that begins at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with a walk from the courthouse to the legislative grounds, which is symbolic because, of course, the government using the courts and injunctions, which do not allow people to defend themselves, do not, as you probably know. And in an injunction hearing, all you do, you can say whatever you like, and you can to defend your actions, but the only thing that ever comes down to, and the only question that's ever asked, were you aware of the injunction? Did you break the injunction? End of story. And as the number of people are go through the courts, the penalties increase. It's a wearisome story. It's an anti-democratic story, because if they charge us with obstruction or trespass or mischief or whatever, then we can defend that right under the Criminal Code of Canada. And we could mount a very spirited defense. But you can't mount any defense against the injunction. By the way, Teal Jones is seeking an extension to the injunction in September. We're going to very, very vigorously defend against that with the evidence of how they enforced the first injunction. There'd be, of course, a traditional welcome from the Squamaw First Nation. And then after that, there will be this copper ceremony that I mentioned before, and a number of important speakers with many musical breaks. And that'll culminate around 6 o'clock with the presentation by Dr. Suzanne Simard. The idea is to honor the frontline defenders and to honor First Nations defending their territories. That's the main focus of the whole event. And so then Elizabeth May will be introducing several of the Indigenous youth land defenders who will be given a chance to speak briefly to the assembly. At the end of the day, there'll be some film screenings as well. We've arranged for projection when it gets dark, and then a closing circle. So the day will be energizing, uplifting, and informative.
The Ferry Creek blockade began a year ago when 30 activists from Victoria informed the Pachydat First Nation and set up a blockade. Pachydat elder Bill Jones was among the first to join them and quickly became the spiritual leader of this movement. A number of people from both Cortez and Quadra Islands have been among the thousands reported going there. As of Thursday, August 5th, when the RCMP filled their most recent update, 523 people have been arrested at Ferry Creek, and 374 were charged with breaching the injunction.
There are only now two areas that are effectively blockaded, and they both relate to Ferry Creek. Because Ferry Creek, remember, there is a deferral of the Ferry Creek proper. That is the watershed proper, okay? But there are contiguous ancient forests on the slopes leading up to Ferry Creek. And there is active logging in that area. We're still defending there. And then there's the main original camp called River Camp, which is actually Ferry Creek's camp, the original camp. Those are the two areas that we're still defending. So there are two or three camps on the road leading up to Ferry Creek, called Waterfall and Ridge, and there is another one, and then River Camp that I just described, and headquarters, which they have to get through to get to River Camp.
You've been listening to an interview with Forest Defender spokesperson Saul Arbus about the one-year celebration of the Ferry Creek blockade being held in Victoria today.